We're up to the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a whole discussion over here from Lamed Ches Amud Aleph to the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. When is a girl b'shus avia, and when does she leave the b'shus avia? B'nereha b'es avia. So the pasuk says when a girl is a naira, she's b'shus avia. The pasuk is speaking about haforas nedar. Haforas nedar is isa v'heta. What about for mominus? Is the real b'shus avia for mominus? Yes, so the din is a father can sell a daughter as an amohe evriya when she's a ktana. When she's a naira, he cannot sell her as an amohe evriya. So selling her as an amohe evriya, that's dini mominus. And haforas nedar, that's isa v'heta. So you see from the chumash that the girl is b'shus avia, both lisa v'heta and the dini mominus when she's a ktana. What about when she's a naira? Is she b'shus avia for haforas nedarim? Okay, that's for isa v'heta. What did they find any halacha when she's a naira that she is b'shus avia for dini mominus? So din is that ma'isi adeha is li'avia. Ma'isi adeha li'avia is both by a ketana and by a naira. How do you know that? How do you know the fact that the father can sell a daughter is an omer hevriya b'katnuso? Obviously, is based on the assumption that Maisi Adeha Liyaviya, when she's a Ketana, if he's not the Balabos for the Maisi Adayim, how does he have a right to sell the Maisi Adayim to the Adon? So you see from the Chumash that she's B'shus Aviya L'dini Mamanus, the Maisi Adeha, the Katnusa. How do you see from the Chumash that Maisi Adeha belongs to the father when she's a Naira also? Because he cannot sell her. She goes, even if he sold her the Katnusa, she goes free when she develops the money nairas. So how do you know that Maisi Adel the Avia? So the Gemara Kiddushin has a pasuk. V'chiim Karish is Bita La Oma. Ma Oma Maisi Adel La Adain Afas Maisi Adel the Avia. So I don't need, that's a hekish. Bita La Oma, the two words are one next to the other. Two dinim written in the same pasuk. So just like the Oma Evria Maisi Adel to the Adon, that's what an Evid is all about. And Eved and Oma, the Maisi Adayim goes to the Yodin. So too, the Bas, Maisi Adel Yaviyah. So I don't need a Pasuk, the Maisi Adel Yaviyah, but Katnusa. The fact that the father can sell her is an Amar Yaviyah. That's a dead giveaway, the Maisi Adel Yaviyah. So the Pasuk goes when she's a Naira. Okay. So we have established from the Chumash, from Drashas of Torah Shabbat.
What's the
Pasuk? Chiyim Karish is Bita La'oma. That's in Parshas Mishpatim. So the Gemara says the fact that Bita and Oma, one next to the other, is a hekish. Ma Oma Maisi Adeha Le'odoin Afbas Maisi Adeha Le'aviha. So that hekish is only needed for a naira. For a ketana, it's a dead giveaway that Maisi Adeha Le'aviha from the fact that he can sell her as an Oma Hevriya. So we just quoted three psukim. That's all. We just quoted a few psukim to indicate that both with respect to Issa the Heter and with respect to Dini Mominus, the daughter is B'shus Aviyah, B'katnusa, and B'nairusa. When she becomes a Bogeres, there's no Pasuk, so she's not B'shus Aviyah. What am I so touchy about with respect to Dini Mominus, with respect to Issa V'heter? Because the Tesis on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Dibram Askel Hoyel, Tesis has on the third line, V'afogab D'kaim Olam Amonim Yisura Lo Yalfinon. The different areas of halacha explained that on the Goins quoted by the Talmidei Hagra and the Pasuk that there are three areas of halacha. Dam ledam is isa v'heter, din ledin is dini mominus, nega lenega is tumah v'tara. See, each area, all of the dinim fit into one big pattern. So you can learn out midin echad lachaber, but you can't learn out isa mituma lo yafinon, and you can't learn out mamona mi yisura yisura mi mamona lo yafinon. So that's a Tosfos has a shtikol taina over here on Lamed Ches, but then they answer the taina. You're not learning out mamona mi yisura. You have psukim and chumash that the daughter is b'shus avia b'katnusa ubenairusa, both for mamonis and for isa v'heta, for both ma'isi adel avion. And for the heter benegiah to haforas nedarim, and the father says it's bitin asata liish hazeh. So you see, the father has the ability to marry off his daughter. The father can marry off the daughter when she's either a ketana or a naira. He can marry her off. So she's b'shus aviyah. for both the Isa Veheta and for Dina Maminis, up until Bagrus, or up until Nisuin, when the father met, there's Erisin and there's Nisuin, the two Masechtas, there's Kiddushin and there's Ksubis. The Kiddushin is all about Erisin, and Ksubis is all about Nisuin. So when the girl has Kiddushin, she leaves, she can't marry herself off, the father has to be Mekabel Kiddushin for her. So when the father's Mekabel Kiddushin for the daughter, she's an Arusa, so it's a partial Yitziah Meshusavir. It's not a full Yitziah. How do you say it's a partial Yitziah? So the Gemara has it on Lamentesim and Aleph, the last line right before the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes a line, that's the name of a Perek in the end of the Nedarim, Perek Naira Hamarasa. Starts with that line, Naira Hamarasa, Avi Abaylo, Mefirim Nedareha. If a Naira Hamarasa takes a Neder, if a Ketana or a Naira take a Neder, so the father is the Balabas to be made for the Neder. If she's a Ketana or a Naira Hamarasa, then you need a Shutvis of the Arus, the husband, the Baal, and the father to be made for the neder. Once the girl becomes a nesua, so the father's out of the picture, and the baal alone is made for the neder. So the Gemara proves in that Mishnah that erisin is only partially moitzi mishus avia. You have nesuin, it's moitzi legamre mishus avia. He's no longer mishus avia. That's what the Mishnah in the end of Nedarim coins an expression, yisoyme b'chay avia. So I mean, b'chay avia means she has a father and a mother. I once asked Tana Bechina, what's the yisayme b'chay avia? So one of the students wrote, the mother died and the father's still alive. And that's correct, but that's not what the expression means in the Mishnah. I wanted to know.
It's, did you get it right or wrong, though?
Got it wrong. Didn't give him partial credit. I wanted to know, what does the expression mean in the Mishnah? I should have put it in quotation marks, but they should have understood. So I mean, b'chay avia is a technical term that was coined by the Tanoim. The very end of the Nedarim. It means she has a father and a mother, and she's not Bishus Avias. So in that sense, she's a Yisayma. Who is that? Either a Bogeris, once she reaches 12 and a half, she's a Bogeris, no longer Bishus Avias. Or even if she's a Ketana, but the father not only married her off with Erisin, he married her off with Nisuin. So she's out of the picture. So even if the husband will divorce her or die, she's not going to return back to the Bishus of the father. Let's say the father marries her off Erisin and Nisuin, then the husband dies or gives her a get. Now the father doesn't have Maisiyah Adel, can no longer sell her as an Amma Hevriya, can't be made from the Nedarim, she left the Rishus Avia. If she had Erisin, let's say the father married off the daughter with Kiddushin, with Erisin, but they didn't have Nisuin. And then the husband dies or divorces her, then she returns back to the Rishus Avia. That's called Nisreikna Rishus La'av. That's in Perik Naira Hamarasa. That's at the end of Nedarim. That's the name of the Perek Nair Hamarasa. So the Gemara has that expression, the Sreikna, it empties out. The Sreikna Rishus Avia, she returns back. She was Nair Hamarasa Avia Baila Mefirim that there are Bishutvis, so she's a little bit Bishus Avia, a little bit Bishus Abal, once the husband dies or once the husband divorces her, so she returns back completely to Rishus Avia. But once she has Nisuin, and she left the Rishus Avia Legamre, Mikolokos, she's not Rishus Avia, then you're not saying Nisrekna Rishus La'av. When the husband dies or divorces her, she's left in limbo. She's a Yisayme B'chai Avia. So far, these are all Psukim and Chumash. Okay, background. So now, this is really not background. There's a line in the Mishnah on Mem Aleph from the base, the beginning of the next parak. The Gemara quotes it, it's not by Bekiyas. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. We're still in the middle of Aynes HaMefata. Over here. We're still in the middle of Aynes HaMefata. When does Aynes HaMefata end? When does the story end? Yeah, okay. Lo yuchal shalcha kol yomar, that's correct. But in the Mishnah here, you look mem vav on the base, you're talking about marriage already. We left that, we're finished with Aynes HaMefata. Nishna Mem Vavam Beis. Many yeshivas, many kodalim, they'll start learning from Mem Vavam Beis. Obasakab Vita Bikidushet, Bikesav Vishtar Bibia. Then you talk about the differences between Erisin and Nisuin. What did the schus say? Schus say Ha'av, what are the schus say Ha'bal? What are the Shibudim? What are the reciprocal Shibudim? So that starts on Mem Vavam Beis. So Mem Aleph on the Beis, the beginning of the next paragraph, is still in the middle of Aynes HaMefata. So there's a line there in the Mishnah. Three lines before the bottom of the Amud. Three lines and a word before. Loi hispik alamed bedin ad shebagra. The man was ma'anis ha'mafata a naira. The naira is only, it's a small window of opportunity. It's only 6 months. There's a machlekes ramei nechacham where they have the din of anis ha'mafata by ektan. So we paskin, yes. We don't paskin like Reb Meir. But the Gemara says the Mishnah seems to go like Reb Meir. So she can only have the whole parsha of anis ha'mafata if he attacks her, if he starts up with her during those 6 months. So let's say he was ma'anis ha'mafata her towards the end of the 6 months, until the father finds out about it, until he hears the whole story, until he goes to the police, until he have a din Torah. So it's already after 6 months. So what's the din? Lo hispik alamed bedin ad shebagra. She's already six and a half. She's no longer bishus aviya when they go for the din Torah. So the Mishnah says the father doesn't get the money. The father only gets the anis ha'mafata money if she's still b'shusai at the time of the din Torah. If at the time of the din Torah the bezin made a gemar din that the onus and mefata, the man, the ma'anus and the mefata has to pay the father the knas, and then the daughter becomes a bagera, so then if omda b'din and then bagra, so then the father gets it, and if the father dies then it goes b'irusha to the brothers, to the father's sons. The father dies, he leaves sons and daughters, so the sons get the Yerusha. But if the case was lo hispik alamed bedin ad shebagra, then the father is out of the picture. He has no right to be toveya. La baldorm dediat. The girl is no longer bishusa. She was bishusa at the time that he harmed her, at the time that he was ma'anis ha'mafata her. But now he's not a balabos anymore. So then the Mishnah says, harehein shalatzmo. The money goes to the girl herself. Arehin shalatzim. The Gemara says, even though the Mishnah doesn't say, the Gemara says it'll be the exact same din. What if lohispika bedin, lohispika lamed bedin, achenisis? All of her classmates are married already. She's an old lady. She's 12 years old. They all had the bas mitzvah party. They're all married already. And she had a bas mitzvah party. She's still single. So then someone is ma'anis ha'mafat to her, and then they get her a shidduch quickly. She doesn't want to marry him. If she wants, she doesn't want, so goodbye. She's not going to marry him. And then they read her a shidduch, and she gets married erisin and nisuin before 12 and a half. She has nisuin before 12 and a half. So the Gemara says, just like if lo hispik alamed bedinat shebogra, so the father is out of the picture, harehein shalatzma hu adinami, if lo hispik alamed bedin ad shenisis, is the exact same thing, because bagra and nisis accomplished the same thing. The girl is yisame b'chayavir. She leaves the rishus avir. Where's that gemara? It's on lamed tes lamed aleph. The gemara has by the tiny letter gimel, the ayin mishpa tiny letter gimel. It's about 10 lines above the mishnah. There's a mishnah on lamed tes lamed aleph. So this. The 10 lines above, there's a tiny letter gimel. The Gemara quotes Hod Tanya. There's a brisa bo aleha. The ma'anis of the mafata was bo aleha. Vinisis. So din is liatzma. The knas goes to her, just like the Mishnah says lo hispik alam b'din ad shebagra, harehein shalom goes to the girl. So who adinami lo hispik alam b'din ad shenisis, because nisun and bagras are both motzei mishus aviyah. Yeah. Is there another way to be moitzi the girl mishus aviyah, not bagrus, and not nisuin? Is there another way? So Abaye says, sure. She drops dead. The man is ma'anis and mafata a girl. According to Reb Meir, only within those 6 months. According to Racham, even b'kat nusa, after the age of gimel shana v'yamecher, before gimel shana v'yamecher, his name b'yosabiyah, so that doesn't count. You have to penalize him why he started up with the girl, but there's no din of the parsha ma'anis ha'mafata doesn't apply. So if he was ma'anis ha'mafata the girl, and then she dies before they have a din Torah, so she's not b'shusa via. There's no one to be b'shusa. So who says that? That's Abaye said that. I would have said the same as Abaye. We had that Abaye. Abaye was already on the first amid on Choftes on the base. They quoted Abaye. Thank you. Abaye is around 10 lines from the top of Chavtes on the base. I need that phrase, ki de Abaye, the Amar Abaye, bo aleh ha-mesa patur, shenem ha-venasan la-vi ha-naira, la-vi ha-naira, la-vi ha-mesa. I would have paskan like Abaye also. Isn't it the same thing? If the Mishnah says, lo hispik alamed bedin al-shebogro, then the Braisa on Lamed Tes, the Braisa on Lamed Tes Amar Alam says the exact same thing, lo hispik alamed bedin al-shenisis, because bogro nisis, she's not Bishul Saviyah. So if she dies, she's certainly not Bishul Saviyah. I would have said like Abaye. The Raman Paskan is like Abaye. The only question is, whenever there's a Machlekes Abaye v'Rove, we always Paskan like Rove except for Yal Pigam. See here, the Gemara has two versions of what Rove said. So take a look in the Gemara, Lamed Ches on the base, four lines from the bottom. Lamed Ches on the base, four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Milsa de Pshita Leile Abaye, this din that Abaye said as a double posha. The Gemara there quotes Abaye's drasha also. Amar Abaye, yeah, well, six lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye, Bolel, Umeisa Potter Shenema. They quote Abaye's posha. So the Gemara says, Milsa de Pshita Leile Abaye, this din that Abaye said on his own is not so clear what Rava holds. The boy Leile Rava. The boy Rava. Rava had a suffix. There are two versions in what Rava said. So the first version was that Rava holds 100% against Abaye, absolutely against Abaye. So Machlek is Abaye v'Rava. The second version was that the Milsa de Pshita Leila Abaye, that was Maboy Leila Rava. Rava wasn't sure whether he's right. According to the first version, Rava was sure that he's wrong. What did Rava have to say? The boy Rava, very strange, didn't. Let's say a boy becomes bar mitzvah if he has shtei sairis and shonim v'simon, shtei sairis, and he has yud gimel shonim yom echad, and a girl becomes a gedola bas mitzvah, and he has yud beishonim yom echad and shtei sairis. So let's say the boy dies at the age of 12 and a half, dead and buried, and is in the ground 6 feet under. So the parents are going to celebrate a bar mitzvah in another 6 months. When the boy reaches the age of 13, he's dead. He never became bar mitzvah. Or the girl dies half a year before her 12th birthday. She's dead and buried 6 feet under. So then you say, well, 6 months go by, and it's her birthday on the calendar, so she becomes a gedola. What do you mean? The clock stops when you die. The world comes to an end when you die. When you're born, that's, as far as you're concerned, that's Brias Olam. When you die, that's the end. No more. So Rava has a strange suffix. The girl died. What's the din? A girl dies after her 12th birthday. She's only going to be a naira till 12 months, 12 years and 6 months. So she dies at the age of 12 years and 3 months. She's dead and buried 6 feet under. 3 months go by, Rava has a suffix, does she become a bogeris? What do you mean, does she become? She's dead. How can she become a bogeris? Very strange, very strange. Boy Rava. Yesh beggar bekever, ain't beggar bekever. The girl is dead and buried. She died before she became a bogeris. They say the clock ticks on, and when the 6 months are up, she becomes a bogeris. Very strange, Gemara. Oh, ain't beggar bekever. What's my nafkamina? What kind of a strange shaila is it? So the Gemara says, no, based on that Mishnah that we just had. The Mishnah said on, where was it, Mem Aleph on the base, Lo hispik alamed bedin ad shebogro. The man was ma'anis and mafata, the girl when she was a naira or a ktana. And then the girl lives to the age of 12 and a half, now she's a bogeres, she's no longer b'shu saviyo. So it says, Harei hein shal atzma. She gets the einus and mefata money. The father doesn't get it anymore. So Rava has such a shaila. The man was ma'anus and mefata the girl when she was either ktana or naira. According to Rameir, only naira. According to Rambam, even ktana or a naira. And then lo hispik alamed bedin. The girl dies. The girl dies. And the father wants to. So Abaye says that's the end of the story. Abaye just said that's the end of the story. The Raman Paskan is like Abaye. Once the girl dies, she's not Bishul Saviyah anymore. So just like if Nisus, she's not Bishul Saviyah. So Bagar is also not Bishul Savir. So Mesa is also not Bishul Savir. There's no one there to be Bishul Savir. The Pashto says Abai should be Rabbi. We're going to have to try to figure out why does Rabbi disagree with Abai. So according to the first version of Rabbi, Rabbi holds Abai is wrong. According to Rabbi, just because the girl died doesn't mean that the father can't collect the Einus HaMafat. How can anybody disagree with Abai? She's not Bishul Savir anymore. So the first version of Rava was he disagrees with Abai. Bogra Nisus, that's a Mishnah, that's a Braise, is Knas Aliatzma. But if Mesa, the Knas still goes to the father. The only Shaila Rava had is, the girl is dead and buried, and we assume the clock keeps on ticking on, and when she would have reached, she died at the age of 8. She died at the age of 8. So they say that when she reaches the age of 12 and a half, what do you mean reaching? She's dead. Her body is decomposing already. When she reaches the age of 12 and a half, now she's a bogeres, yesh beger bekever, the clock ticks on. Oh no, the clock doesn't tick on. And she's still b'shus aviyah. The whole Gemara is a pella. How can she be b'shus aviyah? How can anybody argue with Abai? How can she be b'shus aviyah? And if Yotchi still is Bishul Savir, so what do you mean? The clock keeps on ticking out. She becomes a Bogeris in the Kever. Such a strange Gemara. That was the first version of Rava. Then the Gemara has a second version of Rava. Mar Barabashi Omar. It's over here, about 20 lines from the top of Lamed Tesem and Aleph. The line begins with the word of. So after the word of, it says, Mar Barabashi Boi Lohochi. Mar Barabashi said, this is the following is the correct version of what Rava was mesupik. What's the din? Should I say miso isa bagrus? Why miso isa bagrus? Just like if bogro, the Mishnah says knasa liatzma. So when she dies, Abai says just like bogra nisis, she's not bishusavir. So mesa, she's not bishusavir. So should I say miso isa bagrus? Yesh beger be kever. What was lashon of Rava? Should I say, when we bury her, that's the equivalent of beggar? Yes, not. Does the clock keep on ticking on after she's in the grave? 6 months that we buried her at the age of 12, does the clock keep on ticking on and she becomes a bageris at the age, what do you mean at the age of 12 and a half? She's dead already. So Mar Barabashi says, no, that wasn't the sofik. The sofik was whether Rava holds like Abai or disagrees with Abai. Should I say Misa Oisa Bagrus? Just like Bagrus is Moitza Meshusavia, so Misa is Moitza Meshusavia. Oh! Ain oisa bagrus. Maybe not. He's mesupik. Exactly. Nilsa de pshita leila baye. In the boy leila rubber. That's Rashi points out when the Gemara says Nilsa de pshita leila rubber. That's only according to the second version, what Mar Barabashi said. According to the first version of Rubber, for sure Rubber disagrees with Abai. He holds that when the girl dies, the father is still entitled to collect the oinus and the father money. The only suffix he had was whether the clock keeps on ticking on after the girl is dead and buried in the grave.
Rashi seems to say, with regard to the second version, that the reason why there's no knas if you need the osa bagra is because the yorshin can't, the father can't, the yorshin can't inherit through the,
Right.
So,
Rashi asks that kasha. What's the din in the Mishnah? Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Din is if the girl becomes a bogeres before the father brought the ma'anis to a din Torah, then knasa liatzma. So Rashi says, then knasa liatzma. But over here, the girl died. So Abai says the girl dies, so she's not Bishul Savir anymore. So the father is not entitled to the onus of the money. So who is entitled? The girl is entitled, which is no longer if Bagra before the Hamad Bedin, or if Nisus before the Hamad Bedin, then Knasa Liatzma, then she gets it. So here, if Mesa, so the Misa itself is Oisa Bagra, she leaves Bishul Savir. So the Knas should not go to the father, should go to her. But she's dead. So her Yorish should get it. So her Yorish is the father. So Vaita, the father gets it. So that's where Rashi says, no, there's a Gemara later in the next parak. Ain't on the Marish Knas Labono. The only thing that goes Birusha is Mammon. But Knas doesn't go Birusha.
So how would the first, what was the top meaning of the first version? The Marish to the if at that point they assumed that she could have children, so what was the havamina that her yorshim would inherit?
That's Taisus Kasha. That's the big Taisus. On this Gemara, there are only two Taisus in that you have to learn. One is Lamed Ches on the base, the big fat Taisus. That's you got to know a lot of Gemaras for that. We'll discuss it a little bit. And then the other Taisus is the birth control Taisus. The top Taisus on Lamed Ches on Manal. The other Taisus are not that important at all. They talk about other Gemaras. So that's the big Kasha. There's a Stirim in Eibay in the Sugya. Rashi says on Lamed Ches on Manal, should I say that Misa Oisa Bagrus? So it's not going to be Knas Olivia, it's going to be Knas Eliatzma. But the girl is dead, so she goes to her Yerush. Who's her Yerush? The father. So Vaita the father gets it. So Rashi says, no. If the father gets it because he's the father, so that's not Yerusha. But if the father gets it because the Yerushim's from the daughter, so there never was Amara Bedin, Eidon Amarish Knas Olibonov. So Taisa says, that's what it seems like from the Gemara. Rashi is just giving Pasha Shah. Then in the beginning, when the Gemara had the discussion, so the Gemara says, If Yesh Beger Bekever, if the clock keeps on ticking on after the girl is dead and buried 6 feet under, so then when she reaches her birthday of 12 and a half, so then the father loses the schus, the daughter gets the schus, but the daughter's dead, so her children get the schus. The Gemara thought the girl can have children. The Gemara says she can't have children. How can she have a baby in 6 months? She can't become pregnant before 12 years old. She can't have a baby in the Nairis is only 6 months, not more. So you can't have a baby in less than 6 months. It's not Shaykh. But the Gemara thought originally, somehow she's going to have a baby, and her son will yarshin her. So they said, how can it be? But the son, ain't on a merish knas lebanav. It doesn't go be yush. There's a contradiction between Lamed Tesem and Aleph, and Lamed Ches and the base. That's the topic of the big fat thesis on the bottom. That's a major issue. That's exactly Tosis Kasha. See, here's a question. Why should anybody disagree with Abaye? Isn't he right? All right, we pass on like Abaye. Because the Mishnah says, why do we pass on like Abaye? Usually when there's a dispute between Abaye and Rava, he passes on like Rava, unless it's Yalkagam. This is not from the Yalkagam. So he says, the Rambam assumes, like the Gemara says, Milsa de Pshita la Abaye, Midboy lele Rava. So since Abaye is Pshitele, Rava is not sure, so we adopt Abaye's Shita. According to the first version of Rava, it wasn't Midboye Boye Lele Rava. Rava held 100% against Abaye. But the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam adopts the second Loshen, Marba Abashi's Loshen. And that's how the Gemara first started off. Milsa de Pshitele Abaye Midboye Lele Rava. Rava was Mesupik. So since Abaye was Pshitele, Rava is not sure, so we don't Paskan Sveke Adina. So we Paskan like Abaye. Okay. So the Shadda, can anybody disagree with Abaye? Why isn't it? Of course, just like if Bogra, she's not Bishus Avi, and Nisus, Bogra is the Mishnah, and Nisus is a Braisa. If Nisus before Hamada Bedin, then Knosa Liatzma, so if Mesa is also, she's not Bishus Avi anymore. How can anybody disagree? So the answer is, how do you understand that Mishnah? Amem Aleph Amem Beis. Why is the din like that? If Bogra, Koidim Hamada Bedin, Lohispik Lamed Bedin. The father didn't have a chance yet to bring the Ma'anis to a din Torah. Ache Bogra, Hare Hein Shalatzma. Why is that so? So Abai says Pashim Shat. Because the girl is no longer Bishu Savir. So the father is not a Baldvarim, he has no right to be Taveh the money from the Ma'anis. So that's what Abai says, who would deny me if the girl dies, the girl is not Bishul Savi anymore. So according to the first version of Rava, he disagrees, and the second version is Mesupik. He says he can understand the din differently. The father only has the right to be Taber, the money, correct, when the girl is Bishul Savi. When Bogra Nisish is not Bishul Savi, but the word is, Bogra Onisis, it's like it becomes his a less of a relative, like a daughter-in-law. Like there's a din of chumash, the kohen is not allowed to be metamin lameis, unless it's one of the six or the seven kerovim. But achos apsula shelo hoisa liish. What if his sister married someone? It becomes like his sister-in-law. It's not a full sister. When I was single and my sister was single, we were at the same table. We were always together on Shabbos on the weekday. Everything. That was my sister. Now I'm married. My sister is married. She has children and grandchildren. I have children and grandchildren. We're very far apart from each other. So the pasuk says that's not the same kurva. Chos apsula shelahoyselish is a full sister, and a choso arusa nesuah, she's married to someone else, is less of a sister. Less of a sister. The Gemara has a brisa in the third parak in Moed Katan. The brisa says those kroivim who are listed in the chumash that the kohen is matame lahem, so an ovel is mesabala aleim. There's a din of avelos. And then it says, Hosifu aleim, the rabbana they added more kroivim. Even on the chumash, it only says one is matame lameis to a brother or a sister. Brother or sister means they have the same father. What if it's a half brother? They have the same mother, so the kohen is not metame. So sifa aleim, the rabbanu they added on. Even if it's only half brother, half sister from the mother's side, also one observes aves. So that's a kurva that's not mentioned in the parsha. The brisa starts off kol shakohen metame lehem obum mesabel aleim. Those six relatives, sifa aleim, additional relatives. So what about my sister who's married? My sister's alive, Baruch Hashem. So let's say, when the kohen's sister is married, the kohen is not metame lahem. So that's a korev that the kohen is not metame. So it's only midirabbanan that he observes avelus when that sister dies? Because it's a weaker relative? Or do you say, no, the sister is a sister. It's the same korev, whether she's single or married. That sucks. There is hakasu. So she has to be achos apsilo shalohoyseliyish. If she's already a rusa, nesua, or baula, that the kohen is not mitami, it's the same kurv, it's the same sister, but it's exeris hakasav, he's not mitami. Well, should I say no? It's not the same kurv, but the pasuk means to say it's less of a sister, it's like a half sister, it's not a full sister. So that's a machlekes harishonim. We look in the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah there, Hilchos Ovel. The Rambam holds like the Rif, like the Goyim, the Avelus, Yom Rishon is their Isa. The Gemara says all over, Avelus is only their Rabbanon, with Mekel, all kinds of kulas. Avelus the Rabbanon, that's the Shiva and the Shloshim and the Yud Beis Chodesh. But Avelus Yom Rishon, first day is the Raisa, the Haraya, that Lo'echal to be Oinim Imenu, that an Oinen, even after the Kfur, is not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni, not permitted to eat Karbonis. Before the Kfur, that's a stronger divide, but even after the Kfur, it's a Din the Raisa, the Oinen, is not Ovel Yom Rishon. The Oinen Yom Rishon is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni, Lachal to be Oinen Ibenu, and he's not allowed to eat Karbonis. So the Rambam writes, included in the mitzvah Lo Yitamor, Pasuk says a Kohen is not allowed to be Metamit to the relatives unless it's a sister, Lo Yitamor. If his sister died, then he's permitted to be Metamit. So that's a Machleg, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmo, but the Lo Yitamor is a Chayva. Lo Yitam is the Rishus. The Gemara has on Soita, Dav Gimel Amen Aleph, the three Psukim and Chumash, where there's Machlegs, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmo, whether it's a Chayva or a Rishus. So what is Lo Yitam? Rabbi Kiva says, we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Lo Yitam is a Chayva, he's Mechuyiv to Mimitam. And Rabbi Shmo says, no, it's a Rishus. If the Kohen wants to, he's permitted to attend the funeral. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. The second Pasuk is, Le'el Mahem Tavoida, if you have an Abiknaini, so he doesn't go out b'sheish, and he doesn't go out b'yovel, he goes out shem yayin. He doesn't go out b'sheish b'yovel, yoylem hem tavodim. So Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a chayba, I'm shachar avda oiva b'asei. You're not allowed to free an abiknaini. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, if you want to, you can free him. Yoylem hem tavodim means it's a rishus, not a chayba. The third pasuk is, it's in Masecha Soita, and Dav Gimel Amalav. Third pasuk is, it says by Soita, v'avala v'ruach tuma, v'avala v'ruach kina, v'kine es ishtay. So Rabbi Kiva says, Chayva, if he's suspicious that his wife is doing something improper, he's mechuyev to warn her, to tell her, Altistri mishplaini, I think there's something wrong going on and she should stop. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Overall, Arachina, Akina Sishtai, is the Rishus, it's not a Chayva. So the Pashto says, whenever Rabbi Kiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel, we pass on like Rabbi Kiva in all the cases. So the Rambam writes that mitzvah, Lo Yitam is a mitzvah, and the Rambam writes, both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Mishnah Torah, that included in the mitzvah Lo Yitama Chayva is not only the kohen has to be metamei to the seven relatives. The Rama holds that the six relatives are deraisa. In the Sheiru Zewishta, that's only the Rabbanim. Okay, the Rama has six relatives, not seven. Mishnah Torah. So the Rama writes that included in Lo Yitama is not only the kohen is mechuyev to be metamei, Why is the kohen mechayev to be metami? So the Rambam writes, Kama chamur hi mitzvos avelus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelus, look how chomor, look how serious the mitzvah says of avelus is shari nitches benponeo tumas kohanim. So the Rambam holds that lo yitam achayvo, the fact that the kohen is mechayev to be metami to the meis, is a form of nihog avelus. So that's why the Rambam writes, both in the Mishnah Torah and in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that included in this mitzvah of lo yitama is avelus yamishan. That the ovel has to observe, lo yitama means to demonstrate kavod abrius. How do you demonstrate kavod abrius? By observing avelus yamishan. The shidduch with the shloshim with the yitzvahs chodesh, that's all the rabbanim. But avelus yamishan is daraisa. So he says, avelus yamishan stems from the mitzvah lo yitama. And also that the kohen has to be metami. The kohen being metami is a form of nihug avelus. That's how the Rambam writes. Kama chamurihi mitzvah sabelus and nitchis benponeo tumas kohen. So when the Rambam lists, so the Rambam understood the brisa there in Maseches Ma'akotin, Perek Elam Gachan, literally. The brisa starts off, kol sheha kohen metami lahem, ha'ovel misabel aleim. The relatives that are mentioned in Chumash, there's a din min ha'Torah, that the kohen has to be metame, and that means that the relatives, even if it's not a kohen, it's a labor, you saw, the relatives have to observe avelus. Then it says, have to observe avelus min ha'Torah. Then it says, hosifa aleihem, in the later generations, the rabbis added on more relatives, even a half brother and a half sister. So there's a machloikas, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. What about achosu hanasuah? Is that avelus deraisa? That's the same relative, whether she's an Arusa or Nesua or Pnuya. Isn't it the same relative? Or you say, no, it's a different relative. When the sister gets married, it's like my half-sister, like my step, it's like a half-sister from my mother's side. She's a full sister. We have the same father, the same mother. Once she gets married, she's not a chosa psilo shalahos aliyish. It's a weaker kurva between a brother and a sister. So that's a machlekes harishayim. How do you understand that din? Once the sister is arusa and nesua, the kohen is not metam. Is that exeris hakasu? But it's the same kurva, same chalashem kurva as shalom hoyselish. No, it's a weaker kurva. She's like a weaker sister, and there wouldn't be avelus derais over there. So that seems to be the issue over here. When the Mishnah tells us and the Braisa tells us that if the girl becomes a bogerish and not bishus avia, and the girl becomes an nesua, she's not bishus avia. Is it because she's not, it's only a partial daughter. It's not his full daughter. It's not his full daughter. So that's why she's not Bishul Savir. Or is it Pshat? No. It's a full daughter. The kurva remains the same. But she leaves the Bishul Sab. She's not Bishul Savir. If the Pshat is that after Nisuin, or after Bagrus, she becomes a weaker relative, it's not. So that's only if she's alive. And she has nisuin, if she has bagrus, then the kurva with the father is weaker, it's not a full kurva. But if someone dies, let's say I have relatives and they die, I'm still related, my parents are not alive. I have the same kurva just because they died, so they're not alive anymore. But the kurva remains the same. The kurva remains the same. So that's Abaye. We paskan like Abaye. Abaye says, just like the Mishnah says, if bagra before Hamoreh Bedin, she's not Bishul Savir. And the Brice added on Lama Tesam and Aleph of Nisus before Hamoreh Bedin, same thing. Not Bishul Savir. Yotza Bishul Savir. So what then, Ami, if the girl dies? She's not Bishul Savir. There's no girl to talk about. Not Bishul Savir, so the father can't be Toveya anything. Father has no right to be Toveya. And the Gemara is not so convinced that the first Lashon Rava disagrees 100%. Second Lashon Rava is the Pukim Misapkale. Maybe that's not the Pshat. Maybe the pshat is that if bagra or nisus, not the pshat, she's not bishul savir. She doesn't have to be bishul savir now. She was bishul savir. Let's say you smash into my car and you made a big damage and you owe me money. Then I sell the car. So once I sell the car, I can't be tavir you for the damages. At the time that you did the damage, the car belonged to me. So here also, the man was ma'anis and mefata, this man's daughter. The girl was Bishus Ha'av at the time the Einus and the Fata happened, so the father's entitled to collect the money. So just because the girl becomes a Bagera, so the girl becomes an Asua, now when he's coming to collect, she's no longer Bishus Havia. So what? But she was Bishus Havia when the damage occurred. When it was Ma'anus and the Fata, so she still have the right to collect. So the Vort is no. The other way to say is, not that she's no longer b'shus aviyah. Once she's nisus or bagra, it's no longer his daughter. It's a weaker kurva, just like achos ha-nesua. The kohen is not mitame. Some of the rishonim say it's not considered achosa. It's not a full achosa. So over here also, it's not a full bito. It's less. If that's the pshat, not a full bito, then if she dies, you can't say she's not a full bito. When a relative dies, there's nobody there to be korev to. But in abstract, the kurva is still the same. The kurva didn't change.
Wouldn't
that then imply that, like, the
Niyavel
was married daughter? I guess if she dies after she was married, might only be there. Why should it be there, Rabbana?
I'm saying if we're
saying that her
korva changed.
A weaker korva. It's a weaker korva. The Kohen is matame to his daughter, even if she's or even if she's Nesua. That's enough of a kurva that the kohen is metame. When you get to collecting, you say no. It has to be a stronger kurva. Has to retain the kurva bito. So once she becomes nisus or bagra, so it's a weaker form of bito. But this weaker form of bito is sufficient for avelos. The kohen is metame to the daughter even after nisuin, even after bagras, even after nisuin. Okay, so that's the question. What's the nature of that? What's the Pasuk telling us? So Abayi says, Pashit. Pasuk is telling us, whenever the girl is no longer B'shus Aviyah at the time of the Gmar Din, so the father has no right to have any tviyah. So even if the girl dies, also, she's not B'shus Aviyah. And the Gemara says that Rava was not convinced, or Rava was convinced that he's wrong, because it could be that it doesn't mean that. It means if Bagra Anisis, it weakens the kurva. It's not a full daughter. She's no longer a full daughter. That's why it's an issue. But if she dies, of course, there's nobody there. But the kurva is not weakened.
By the fact that a kohen can still be matame to a daughter who gets married, but not to the sister who gets married, don't we see that the daughter getting married is not the same Indian as being less of a relative as a sister?
No. Maybe the kurva of a daughter is strong enough even after nisunin, even after bagrus, that the kohen is matame, but a sister is to begin with was weak. So once she gets married and once she's erisin, and once she's a pa'ula, even without erisin, so it's too weak a kurva, doesn't necessarily have to be the same. The daughter and the sister are different kurvas.
How does the understanding of Rava, though, explain how someone could be yeshivek together? How they could change after they die?
Yeah, that's a pill. I didn't explain that. I just pointed out that is a major problem. I remember hearing something. I once went to a farbringer by Lubavitcher Rebbe in the middle of the summer. There's some kind of a holiday in Tammuz. Somebody got out of prison sometime, and he was saying over Divrei Torah from his father-in-law, the name of the Ragachava. They used to spend the summers together in Riga on vacation. So he said, I don't remember what, so I just looked it up now at home. I ran home to look it up in the Tzofnas Baneach. I didn't find anything. So I have to go look on all the Rebbe's drushes to find what he said in the name of the Ragachava. I don't know, he said something about this. How in the world can it be that Yesh Begev Kev? How can you say the clock keeps on ticking? The girl is dead and buried, and the body is decomposing. What do you mean she becomes a bogeris? And if she dies at the age of 8, also you're going to say yesh begev kever. Only if she dies after the age of 12, after she's already gedoyla, then you say yesh begev kever. You say no, even if she dies at the age of 8, also you say yesh begev kever. It's unclear, yeah.
Yesh begev kever means something similar.
So that's what Mar Rav Ashi said. Should I say that kever, death, is the equivalent of bagrus, just like bagrus is motzi mishus aviyah? So when the girl dies, she's not mishus aviyah. Yesh beged de kever. Maybe kvura, maybe death, is the equivalent of bagrus. But that's not the first version. The first version was, when the girl dies, the father is still entitled to collect the oinus and mefata money against Abayi. We pass like Abayi. Once the girl dies, she's not b'shus aviyah, the father cannot collect. So the first version of Rava Zibai was, the girl dies, the father is still entitled to collect. The only suffix is, if he waits till the date on the calendar that she would have been 12 and a half, she died already a couple of months ago. She waits till the age of, if he waits till the age of 12 and a half, yesh beger bekever, the clock keeps on ticking on, and she's called the bogeris and bogra, koidim hamad abedin, so then he loses. So that's the chapela. How can it be? How can you say she becomes a bogeris bekever?
Maybe Rabbi Sufik is on what the definition of why bogeris and motzi here should be in the first place. Rabbi Sufik is, on the one hand, if it's a physical definition, so she died, it's not going to change. Maybe the definition of bogeris is just that the Torah gave the father shus for everything of rishus over the knas and the tzi and everything of his daughters for 12 and a half years, for 150 months, and zeh. So it was 100, so he's still within the time. He's still, as long as he's still within the time limit, he's within the time limit that the Torah gave him the right to these things. And once the time limit's over, and that's just the time limit starts when she's born and ends when you get to the end of the deadline. Maybe he's fundamentally trying to define what bogeris is, the guy with these things.
But that's problematic because the Mishnah says only Bagra, Kaidim Shehamida Bedin. And then the Brysan Lamatesam and Aleph Adzan, who are Dinami of Nisis. The Gemara says because it's exactly the same. Bagra, Bagrus, and Isuan are both Motzi Meshusa Av. So just like the Mishnah learned that from a Pasuk, that a Bagra before Hamad Bedin, the father no longer has any schus himself Nisis before. But a Bagra doesn't mean Bagra, just means the father's schusim are only till a certain. Till 150 months, whatever. So it doesn't fit in.
Why? They each end, and for different reasons. Bogger's ends because that's when the time runs out, and soon ends because there's just one to someone else.
She needs stage sires. You don't need Bogger's, you need stage sires. It's not a time limit.
It's a Peladiki Gemara. It's a Peladiki Gemara.
Not just the stars, you have 7 hours or 8.
I know,
but that's technical. It's because
they're
actually
centers.
Yes.
Didn't we say on Chav Tes some of these, it was a bayi, but he said, follow Mesa Pantashnam Rabbanasa
Labiha Nara. Right.
So what, how does that relate to this?
That Pasuk is telling you to say, what, Abai is a Tana, he makes up his own drasha. And the answer is, no, he's saying the same thing as the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bagro, Achalahemid Bedin, so she's not Bishus Aviyah. And the Brisa says, if Nisus Kodim Shemid Bedin is exactly the same, the Abai says, this is exactly the same also. If Mesa, she's no longer Bishus Aviyah. The father can only be Taveya, the Ma'anis or the Mefata, if the girl is still Bishus. Once the daughter is no longer b'shus, it's labal d'ram d'day. He has no right to be taveya anything. So Abayi is right. That's how he pass. Abayi is right. If Mesa, she's not b'shus aviyah anymore. She doesn't exist. She can't be b'shus aviyah. So how is there any room to argue with Abayi? And Rava either disagreed completely or was not sure. He was mesupik. How can it be mesupik? How can he disagree? She's not alive, so she can't be b'shus aviyah. You have to say that Rava is maskim, that Bagra Onisis, that's a Mishnah and a Brisa, Bagra Onisis, the father cannot collect it, but it's not because she's no longer Bishus Aviyah. Because the Kurva is weaker. It's not a full daughter. It's only like a half a daughter. It's a weaker Kurva. But a weaker Kurva, that's only if the girl is still alive and Bagra Onisis. But if the girl dies, death doesn't weaken the Kurva. There's nobody there to be related to. But that's still her father, 100%. That's her father.
Are you saying that that Abayi thinks the reason why a father gets the knas is because of korva, and Rav thinks it's because the girl's Rishusa? And that's a fundamental difference about why the father gets the knas to begin with.
Why does the father not get the knas if Nisus, if Bagra Kodem Hamad Vidin?
Yeah. In other words,
Bagra Nisus before Hamad.
The reason why he gets the knas.
Okay.
Normally, it's because it's korva Rishusa. So, does that mean that a mother has lesser korva than a father? And why does the father, if according to Abayi, why does the father get the knas, not the mother? As I understand, if the girl's precious the father, she's not precious the mother. Mm-hmm. But from a korva perspective, it's probably equivalent for the mother and the father.
I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. That's a pasuk, only the father, not the mother. But the question is, he is the father. So what's wrong with Mesa? Abayi holds Mesa because she's no longer Bishusa. Mesa the same as Nisus and Bagra. And the other, and Rava, and it's sad to disagree with Abayi, is no. Mesa, Nisus or Bagra weakens Kurva. Mesa doesn't weaken the Kurva, just there's no one there to be related to. But the Kurva has to be weakened, Bechaye Ho'isha, when she's still alive. When she dies, it doesn't weaken the Kurva. Whatever Kurva there was at the time she died, that's what we remain with, that level of Kurva. Yeah. This is a very, very surprising Gemara here. What's the topic in the Mishnah? On Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, what's the topic? The Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin, the Gemara repeats the same over here, the last line before the Mishnah, on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. When a girl has erisin, she's still partially b'shus aviyah. Nara hamaras aviyah b'ala mefirim that there are b'shutfas. So she didn't leave the b'shus aviyah completely. She has a partial yitziyah b'shus aviyah. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. Does it affect the change? If the girl was niskatsha v'nisgarsha. If the girl was niskatsha and she's a mekudeshes now. And someone is ma'anis and mefat to her, so he's chay misa. So that she's an eshes ish. That's kam lebe derabine. It means niskatsha v'nisgarsha, or niskatsha v'nisarmala. And if the girl already had nisuin, so nisuin, she's already a ba'ula. And even if he never had a chance to be ba'aleha, that's the halacha. Whenever a girl had nisuin, we treat her as if she had been a ba'ula already. So we're talking, it wasn't nisus. Nairishinis arsavin is garsha. She only had erisin. She didn't have nisuin. So you don't consider her like a bula. Vin is garsha. She's no longer an eshesish now. So should I say, since there was a partial yitziyah mishus aviyah, erisin is motzi mishus aviyah a little. But the husband died or the husband divorced her. Nisrekta mishus la. So she returns back to the mishus aviyah. So do you say she returns back to mishus aviyah 100%? She returns back, and maybe she only returns back partially. Reb Yosef Lili says, "Ain lo knas." She has no knas at all, just like a bula has no knas. So too, this katsha v'nisgarsha is ain lo knas, because that's how the pasuk reads. That's the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Darish and esarsa v'nisgarsha. Reb Yosef Lili says, "Ain lo knas." What is it based on? So he says that's how the pasuk reads. Someone is ma'anis and mafata girl, asheloi oy rosa. Asheloi oy rosa. Doesn't say asher lo arusa, who is not married. No, asher lo arusa, she was never previously married. That's a simple translation. The Gemara says maybe the pshat is she hadn't been married, because if she'd be married, it would become lebe derabmine. Maybe that's how you have to learn the pshat. The Gemara says that's a possibility. I interpret the Gemara says an Amid Beis. I interpret Asher lo arusa means Asher lo arusa. She's not an arusa now. She's still an arusa now. It's called lebe derabmine. But the other Tanaim say no. That's not what it said. It doesn't say Asher lo arusa. It says Asher lo arusa. She had not been previously mikudeshes. Sounds like even if now she's not mikudeshes and there's no called lebe derabmine, she was previously mikudeshes. Then there's no din of Vainis and Mefata at all. Why not? So what are you going to say? Because she's not Bishus Aviyah? What if a man is Ma'anis and Mefata Yisayma? If he's Mefata Yisayma, so the Gemara said before that that's Mechila. She agreed, so that's Mechila. But if he's Ma'anis and Yisayma, so they say because there's no father, so there's no Chiyav. No, the Chiyav is to her. If there would have been a father, the chiyuv would have been to the father. The father died, so then the chiyuv is to her. So what's the pasuk here? If a man is ma'anis, or a girl, asher lo arusa, who had never been married previously, she had been married previously, it's not enough to say she's not b'shus aviyah. No, he wants to say yipata legamre. But it's just like a ba'ula, just like a bogeres, yipata legamre. It's only if he manis and mefata who has all of these milas. Naira besula, asher lo arusa is a third mila. She had already been married previously, so if the girl was once married, and then nizgarsha, she's a full besula. She's not a bula. She only had erisin, and the husband died on nizgarsha. So that just like you need a besula and you need a naira to the exclusion of a bula or bogera, so you need she was never married before. She was married before, even though she's not a bula. She had erisin before. So that's a chisern, that's not full. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. And he says, no, yesh lo knasa knasa liatzma. You're right. The pasuk says, once she was married, even though now she's no longer married, the knas, the din doesn't apply. Which din doesn't apply? It doesn't go to the father. Erisin is partially motzi mishusavi. It's not completely motzi, partially motzi. So usually, let's say, b'negiat to nedarim, if she was niskatsha, and then she got divorced on the sarmala, then she returns back to the Rishusaviyah. Nisrekta Rishuslav, she goes back. Well, let's say the girl was Niskatsha, and then the husband dies and divorces her, so she goes back to the Rishus of the father, so the father's still Zaka B'maisi Adek. The father's still entitled to have the Maisi Adem. The father has the right to marry her off to another husband. She's still Rishusaviyah for the purposes of his beaten Asat Elisha Zeh. And when you get to this one din, Rabbi Kiva holds, Yesh L'Kanasa K'nasa L'Yatzma. She leaves him Shusavia and she doesn't return back. You don't say Nisraikna. But again, to all the other dinim, you do say Nisraikna. But again, to this din, the Pasuk says, Shelo Arosa, she had never been Mekudeshes. If she was once Mekudeshes, even though she's no longer married to the husband, you don't say Nisraikna. You don't say that she returns back to the Rishus of the father, and the father should be entitled not to collect the Inisim of Fatima. No. She keeps it. Then they can work out, that's Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara quotes a Braisa, a few lines after the Mishnah. The Gemara quotes Kiditanya Sheloi Rosa Padla Narish and Asar Sam Izgasha Shein Lo Knas Div Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Same as it says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Yesh Lo Knas Lo Knasa Lo Yaviho. So the Gemara says Treta Noi Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. In the Mishnah, the version that's quoted Yesh Lo Knas Knasa Lo Yatzma. In the Braisa, it says Yesh Lo Knas Knasa Lo Yaviho. So the Mishnah's version makes sense. The pasuk says, "He's ma'anis and mafata girl asher lo orosa." She had never been married before. She's married before. The din is different. Why is the din different? That knas liatzma doesn't go to the father. She leaves. She left Rishus Avia, and she doesn't return back. You don't say she's chazeres. You don't say nisrekta Rishus Avia. But according to the version of Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa, that yesh laknasa knasa le'aviyah, so mamish, nothing changes. So what does the pasuk say, asher lo orosa? What does it mean in the pasuk, asher lo orosa? So Gemara asks that question on Amud Beis. Gemara says, asher lo orosa means she is at present, not an arusa. If she's at present an arusa, it's kam lebe derabbanit, because she's an eshes ish. So an eshes ish is a chiv misa. So patas from the chiv, ayinus ha'mefata money. But the Gemara says that's a doichik. It doesn't say Ashelo Arusa. It says Ashelo Orusa. The simple translation, she had never been married before. Not she is not married now. She had never been married.
She doesn't tell us anything. We know that then.
We know that then from other psukim, right? That's a pella. That's Rabbi Kiva, and the Braisa is a doichik. is a difficult sheet. We don't accept Rabbi Kiva. We paskin like Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah against Rabbi Yosef Glili, Yesh Laknas, or Knas Aliyatzma. We should have said Yesh Laknas, or Knas Aliyatzma. It should have been like Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa, but there's a pasuk that says not. Should have been, because just because she was once married, she got divorced. With respect to the dinim, we say Nisrekta Mishuslav, because Erison is only partially Moitz and Mishuslavia. So when the Erison falls apart either with a get, in Zgarsha, or with a Misa Zabal, then she should have returned back to the Mishuslavia. So should it have been like Rabbi Kiva and Braisa? Should it have been Knasa Le'aviyah? Yeah, but you have a pasuk that says that it's not so. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah. Okay, Yesh L'Knasa, Knasa Le'atzma. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, no, just like Bogeris doesn't have Knas at all, and Bula doesn't have Knas at all, so if a girl was previously married, that's not a full... The Avla that he did is scandalous, that he rapes a woman, he attacks her, and he's a mafat. Fatas also starts off against their wishes. If they both want to be mizanah together, that's not called mafata, halpi pashta. Fata means he has to work hard till he convinces her. And then, after convincing her, then she already goes to do it with her consent. See, there's a Gemara Lamed Zayin Omid Aleph. The Gemara has a Loshin. Anusa umafuta de mela. Someone started up with her. Anusa umafuta, the guy started up with her. So on the side of the Gemara, on the left hand margin, they put in brackets. Enlis amuvan. doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, mafuta? No one started up with her. She agreed. So the Poshib Shad is like the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes like that. If a boy and a girl decide to be mezana together, that's not mafuta. Mafuta means he wanted to attack her. But he talks and he talks and he talks it into her until she finally agrees to be mezana with him. But if he just says, would you like to be mezana together? She says, sure, why not? That's not mafuta. That's not anusa. That's not mafuta. So the Pashtus is, the Girsa does make sense. The one on the side, Rabbi Shai Berlin, in the brackets, he says, Ein lo zeh muvan, the Gemara says, Anusa mafuta, someone attacked her. Ah, what do you mean someone attacked her? Mafuta, they didn't attack her. Of course he attacked her. He talked so long till he convinced her to be mezana. It wasn't that she did it mirtzayna hatayv. At the end, there was at the end, she said she wants it.
Seduction.
Seduction, right. But she at the end, she agreed. But in the beginning, he was pressuring her till he convinced her to agree. Yeah.
Is that a case where you know, people are like captives, and then you woman like tries to do it to save her own life? Would that be considered like?
If what what?
In the case of a captive, we say that woman might become hostage to a kohen because she did it willingly. That's why we're concerned.
If she did it willingly.
No, I think she did it willingly to save her own life. Like,
right, then even she's married to a non kohen, then she has to get divorced. Then she's mezana berotzen. She wanted to say. Yeah, mefata means she didn't want to be mezana, but the guy every day talks to her till he finally convinces her to be mezana with him. So it's also like he was ma'anas habidvarim. He was ma'anas physically. Every day he keeps on hacking until he wears down her resistance. And then she gives it to him. So it wasn't anusa mamish, but it was oinus. It's a form of oinus.
Can you say that it's legabe the father? Because the nara is still partially mishas abe. So even if she did it completely wrong, but it was it's like a pagamish bapa.
I don't understand. You want to answer? Yes, yeah, Kakashi, give a teretz.
I'm saying, I don't understand why you have to say that in the fact that. Pressure her.
Why couldn't
he say that? Even if she was completely willing,
you know,
still like a
pagamish bracha.
She's still partially in the
shoes of
the father.
But so. She participated. It's her fault. Why do you make him? Why do you penalize him? Penalize your daughter. Penalize the girl. Why do you penalize?
The father wouldn't have wanted it, and the mom goes to the father.
But why should the man pay a knas to the father? His daughter is at fault. His daughter's walking around half undressed in the streets as someone walks over to her and wants to have an affair. She says, sure, why not? So why do you penalize him? Penalize the girl. So the Rambam understands, no, mefata means he pressured her before him until she finally consented.
Just to the mefuta, we could say that it's still a problem because she was the heart of the world bothered by Mishamesh's b'moch, that she would still know to use a moch. Even though she was bothering of herself, but she knew that she was going to have to be with him, so she was still Mishamesh, she was still using a moch. But that's why it's problematic. Because we're saying Mamela, Mefuta, even the way Rebbe's explaining it, it's still not Mamela. And therefore you still have a problem explaining why she's not using a moch.
It could be that he's pressuring her, and right now she gives in. So right now she doesn't have any moch. If she's a loose girl for a long time, then she'll have a moch. She doesn't want to become pregnant, and she'll know not
so
to become pregnant.
That,
but he's hacking it today.
Not necessarily to, he keeps doing it. He does it for constantly, more than just one day.
So maybe in one day, maybe it all happened in one day, but he's talking till he wears down her resistance. So at that time, she didn't have any moch. If she's a prutza all the time, so she goes around all the time with a moch. She always has a moch ready. She's always ready. So this is the three-way machlekes hatana. You have Rabbi Akiva the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, and you have Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says, just like Be'ulo, ein laknas, because there's a pegam. And Bogeris ein laknas, because the pegam is not as great as if she would have been a Naira. So to Nami, she was previously married, the pegam is not that great, so therefore there's no knas at all. So we don't accept his opinion. We only how can we darshan by Be'ulo, Bogeris, there's no knas at all? By if she was once married, we say no. That just says that the knasa is not liyaviyah. Why don't we say there's no knas at all? How did the Tanoim, how did Rabbi Akiva have the feel to say besula v'lo bula naira v'lo bogeres? There's no knas at all. Ashelo arasa means that the knas doesn't go to the father. Knasa liyatzma. So the Gemara asks that on the top of lamed ches on the base. So the Gemara answers on the sixth line, mistavra. Hayishtani guf, v'haloishtani guf. The Ba'ula and the Bogeris is a different guf. It's a different kind of a person. So when the Pasuk excludes, the Pasuk says there's some kind of a miut, so Mustapa to say the miut means that there's no knas at all. But you have the Pasuk says, Asher lo oros, so she hadn't been previously married. So that, the Rabbi Akiva understood that it doesn't mean that it's a different kind of a woman. It's a begam in the girl. No, it's lo yishtani gufo, nothing changed. It's not a ba'ula, it's not a bogeres. Lo yishtani gufo. It's just that she's not pishus aviyah anymore. She's partially, erisin is partially moitzi mishus aviyah. Yeah, this difference, that nisuin and bagrus are moitzi legamer mishus aviyah. Erisin is only partially moitzi mishus aviyah. So that's why the Gemara has a shaila. Boy mene rova me abaye. That's an unusual. Boy mene rova me abaye. I don't remember such a thing in other Gemaras. So the Gemara has the shaila here. Boy mene rova me abaye. Something like 13 lines, 15 lines above the Mishnah, alamitesam and aleph, where it says boy mene rova me abaye. What's the din? Man was ma'anis amefata a girl. Say if she becomes bogra or nisis before hamadah bedin, so that's a mishnah nebraisa that knasa liatzma. What's the din? Not nisis. What's the din of niskacha? If you hold like Rabbi Akiva that erisin is motzi partially mishus aviyah, that we know erisin nisuin is motzi legam, erisin is motzi partially. So usually it's a difference. Nisuin is motzi legam, right? So even if the nisun is undone with misa bala with a get, she's not choseres lushus of it. Erizin is only motzi partially, so if the husband dies and gives her a get, she's nisrek the mishus lav. And over here, it's not, if she was previously married, she previously had erizin. She previously had nisun, so that we treat her like a bula. But if she previously had erizin, so Rebbe Akiva says she leaves the rishus aviyah and she can't return, she doesn't return back again, and it's going to be knasa liatzma. So that's what the Gemara asks. Boy minei rova ma'abai. So what would be the din in such a case? The man was ma'anis and mefata the girl, and then before they went to hamadah bedin, she was niskacha, not nisis. If it's nisis, nisis is the same as bogra, that she leaves and she'll savi alagamri. So that's the Mishnah. Bogra shalai lo hispik alam ebedin at shebogra is knasa liatzma. And the Brisa said, who are the name? Lo hispik alam ebedin at shenisis is knasa liatzma. What if lo hispik alam ebedin at sheniskacha? So niskacha is moitzi mishus aviyah with respect to oinus and mefata. That's what Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah learns. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns in the Mishnah. Niskacha kiddushin is moitzi mishus aviyah in an irreversible fashion. Even if the husband dies or divorces her, she doesn't return back to the mishus aviyah. Asher lo oros, so she had never been niskacha previously. If it was niskacha, so she doesn't return back to the rishus aviyah for the knas purposes. So what would you say if lo hispik alamed bedin ad she niskacha? Should you treat it the same as lo hispik alamed bedin ad she nisis? Or you say no. What's a tzushto? Nisuin is moitzi legarmi mishus aviyah. Eris is only partially moitzi. If at the time of the oinus and mefata she had previously been married, so she wasn't b'shus aviyah at the time of the oinus. But here she was b'shus aviyah, but niskacha afterwards, and that's what Rav asked the shayla of Abai. That was Rav shayla. Boy minei, Rav Abai, boy leo v'nisar samahu. So the Gemara explains it. It's not the same as the other case. Not the same as Bolei Abinisis, Bolei Abogro. The Sarsa is not the same. So what if it's not the same? But when you get Anissa Mefatamani, she leaves the Rishus Aviyah, so it should have been the same. I don't understand why he says not so. Amalei Abai answers back, Miksiv and Asan Lavi Hanaira, Asher Lo Aruso. That does go to the father. Why? I would have said not so. I would have said, since you have a pasuk that Erisin, Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah holds, there's a pasuk that Erisin is moitzi mishus aviyah in an irreversible fashion, but again, to Einus and Mefatamon and Kala Tarakula, it's not. Erisin is only partially moitzi mishus aviyah. Hafarsin darm he, aviyah baile mefirim nidareha, and that's why once the Erisin is undone with a get, amisa baal, she returns back to Rishos Leviyah for all intents and purposes. But over here, Abba Pasig, that it's not so. So why shouldn't it be the same as Bagra Kaidim Amorim Bedin? This is Kaidim Amorim Bedin. And again, to Ainus and Mefatamani, everything is Moitzim Mishul Saviyah. So why does Abai distinguish? So the Gemara says, no, but this is Moitzi Ligami, this is not. Yeah, but again, to Ainus and Mefatamani, it is Moitzi. I don't know.
And I thought Rabbi already explained that Rabbi Hugh is not because it's mostly Mishul, just because it's like some kind of a gan,
Rabbi Yosef Glili holds like that. He says, ain't laknas, period. He says, if Nasar Samad is Garsha, ain't laknas, period. Okay? I understand. Right. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Glili, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. So then the two versions of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Brisa says, nothing changed. Nasar Samad is Garsha, nothing changed. I would have said like that also, nothing changed. Yeah, but the Pasuk is against it. And Mar said, no, the Pasuk means Ashelo Arusa, she's not an Arusa now. That will become Levi Derabim. So that you don't need a pasuk for that, that we know. So the Gemara says that's doichik. So more correct is the Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah. Asher lo irai rosa, if nesar samin is garshi, yeshul knasa knasa liatzma. Why erisin is moitzim mishul saviyo, legamre benegetu, einis amefatamani. So why you not, if bo'aleo of nesar samin should also be. She's the same as bo'aleo of nesar, same as bo'aleo of bogra. Why is it? I understand it's different. The Nisuin is more Moitzim Mishul Saviyah than Erisin. But again, to Ainus HaMefata, it is Moitzim Mishul Saviyah. So why shouldn't it be the same? I don't know. I don't understand that Gemara. So we have the Peledik Sofik of Rava, where the Yesh Beger the Kevin, they say the clock keeps on ticking on. That the girl becomes a Bulgaris. He's dead and buried. The girl becomes a Bulgaris. Such a Shver Gemara.
If the girl becomes a Bulgaris before the Gemara did, you said then there's no Knas at all?
No, it goes to the her. Knas Aliyatsma. Goes to her. Goes to her, yeah. The Loshon HaMishnah is problematic. Mishnah Mem Aleph and Beis. How does it say? Lo hispiko lamad bedin. The girl didn't have a chance to be mamad bedin ad she bogro until she reaches the age of 12 and a half. Hare hein shel atzma. What is the plural hare hein shel atzma? So the Tosis on the Mishnah comments on that. Amem aleph and beis. There's one Tosis on the Mishnah, and our big Tosis over here, and this Tosis yesh beger bekever, refers to what they wrote on the Mishnah. Hare hein shel atzma. I would have written Hare Knasa Liatzma. I wouldn't have written Hare. I would have said, Lai speak Lama B'din Atshad Bogra, Knasa Liatzma. But it doesn't say that. It says Hare Hein Shalatzma. What's the plural? Should have said Knasa Liatzma. So Tosis says the plural means we had already a Gemara. The Gemara was on, I think, on Lama Namad Aleph. That not only is there a chiyuv to pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef, you have to pay Boshes of Pagam also. So Gemara said, how do you know? Maybe Chamishim Shekel Kesef covers everything. Gemara says, no. We learn from the Psukim that Chamishim Shekel Kesef is the Knas. In addition to that, he has to pay the Boshes of God. So Tosis says, that's what it means. Hare Hein, Shel Atzma, all three. The Boshes that began with the Knas, everything Shel Atzma. Then Tosis asks, but why so? Why should that be so? There is no Chiyuv to pay Knas until Hamar Bedin. That's why we had a Tosfos on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The bottom Tosfos says there's no chiyuv to pay knas even bebalot zisidei shemayim before hamor bedin, because knas is an oynish and it has to be al pi bezdin. No such thing as a self-imposed oynish. So you can't pay knas without hamor bedin. But boishes habegam is mamon. Regular chayv b'chaver is mamon. Everyone who's ma'anis a girl is chay mitam chayv b'chaver. She didn't want it, so of course he pays nezek tzar. He has to pay whatever he has to pay, and the chamishim shekel kesef is an addition. So why don't you say the minute he was ma'anis a mafata the girl, he said chayv right away to pay the chamisha dvarim, and then that already belongs to the father. It goes to the father. Lo yispik alam bedin. What do you need hamar bedin for boshes of gam? That goes to the father. So even if Bogra, that should still go to the father. And if the father dies, she should go be Rusha to the sons. She should go to the brothers of the girl. She doesn't yashin the father, the brothers should get. So the din should only apply. Lo speak a lamadin ashebaga should only go. The knas is liatzma. Why does it say in the plural? Harehen shalatzma even goes on the boishes of the gam. That's Tosis Seor. So Tosis on Mem Aleph and Beis refers to what they wrote in the gigantic Tosis on our daf. Lamadches and Beis yesh pega bekevel. So Tosis made up adrosha. Tosis made up adrosha. That you learn from the pasuk that not only do you have to pay knas, you have to pay boishes of begam, and it's all learned out from one pasuk. So it's like a hekesh. You have couple of things mentioned in the same pasuk: nezek, tsar, boishes, begam, in the same pasuk with oynis and mafata money. So whoever you pay the oynis and mafata money to, the hamishim shekel kesef, that's the one to whom you pay the boishes of begam. So since la hispik alam b'din al shebogro, the knas goes to her, knas aliatzma. So the boishes of begam also goes to her. Tosfos made up their own drasha because of the plural in the Mishnah. The Ran on the Rib says he doesn't even bother quoting Tosfos. He says it can't be. It doesn't make any sense. And obviously the word he doesn't have a different girsa. Yeah, also hare hein shalatzma. He says the word hein goes on boishes. It goes on oynis and mefatamani. Doesn't go on the boishes of begam. The plural goes on oynis and mefatas too. That's the only goes on the knas. No, the boishes of begam goes to the father. That doesn't change. That chi was there before hamor bedin. So that doesn't change us because there is no such hekesh. Doesn't change. But Tosis came up with this hekesh. Then Tosis finds it difficult. How can you have a hekesh? It always goes to the same person. But there's a mishnah mem aleph amar aleph. Mishnah says that moed beknas is potter, moed bemamin is chayv. So a man admits on his own anasti pitisi as bitech. So moed beknas is potter. He doesn't pay the hamishim shekel kesem and some mafata, but the nezek tzar ripui shevis and boshes that he does pay. Aye, but what happened to the hekesh? Doesn't have to go hand in hand. The hekesh says always goes together. So Tosfos says no. The hekesh only means like this. If you pay both boishes of begam and knas, lemisha zenitan zenitan. So since lo hispik alam bedin ad shebogro, so the knas goes to laatzma, so the boishes of begam also goes laatzma. But it's a possibility you can have boishes of begam without knas. Moedib knas is potter, so he doesn't pay knas. Moedib mamon is chayv, so you can have boishes of begam without having knas. Tosis made up a hek. Tosis was stuck. Tosis was bothered with the word hein, the plural. Why is hare hein shel atzmo? It should say hare knas ali atzmo. It shouldn't say hare. Say lahispik alam evdin at shebogra knas ali atzmo. Doesn't say knas. It says hare hein shel atzmo. So the Ran says hein means earnest and mefata. It only goes on the knas. It can't go on the mamon. The mamon, the chiyuv is complete. That at the shas hahezek, you don't need a hamada bedin. You don't need a hamada bedin. It can only go on the knas. So Tosis insists, no, the plural goes on boishes of begam with the knas. Everything is liatzma. Why? Why should it be liatzma? You don't need a hamada bedin for the boishes of begam. So they say, yeah. But the hekesh, they explain there's a hekesh. The misha zenitan zenitan. It doesn't always mean that they always go hand in hand. No, you have a case where you pay boishes of begam al piyatzma, you don't pay knas. Moedib knas is pata. Moedib boishes begam is chayv. That's the Mishnah mem aleph and aleph. But if you have both chiyuvim, you have a chiyuv to pay the knas plus a chiyuv to pay the boishes of begam, then I say the hekesh lemisha zenitan zenitan. So that's what Tosfos comes up with a chiddush. He asked the kasha before. The Rashi points out on lametesam and aleph eight on emerish knas lebonov. Rashi proves it from the Gemara. You have to assume, Tosfos quotes as a Gemara in the next parak, on Mem Beis. Rashi proves it from our Gemara. The Gemara must be assuming ain't on emerish knas lebon. And this Gemara says that it does go birusha. So it's the chastir between lamet chesam and beis, lametesam and aleph. So Tosfos quotes the teretz of the Ri. The Ri, that's in the big Tosfos yesh bega bekever. So about seven lines from the top, about five lines from the top, it says V'ri Muki hachbay d'hocha b'boishes b'kam d'mamaynu. That goes b'ilusha. The Gemara talks here. Gemara discusses maybe yesh bega bekever. Yesh bega bekever. The father is out of the picture, and the mamon goes b'ilusha to her yorshim. What mamon? what the knas goes be rishon, the knas ain't on the marish knas labanim. So he says no, the gemara goes on the boshes of pagam. But if the knas doesn't go be rishon, so the boshes of pagam shouldn't go either be rishon. There's a hekish l'misha zanitan. That was Tosfos chiddush from the word hain, from that word, the plural. And Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, the Tosfos says no. All we said with the hekish was, if there's a chiyuv to pay knas and a chiyuv to pay boshes of pagam, then l'misha zanitan. But over here, there's no chiyuv to pay knas, because ain't on the marish knas l'bana. You can have a chiyuv to pay boshes of pagam without a chiyuv to pay knas. Like moide be knas pot and moide be boshes begam mischad, you can have a chiyuv on one without the other. If you have a chiyuv on both, then the hekesh tells you the misha zanita. That's what Tosis explains in the Gemara.
What I meant to say, does Tosis make the hekesh on
his own? Does Tosis make the hekesh on that time? No, the Tosis can make on their own. But they're guessing the. When you learn Zvachim and Merachis, the Mishnayos have a lot of din. Tosfos says, where did they get the dinim from? So Tosfos makes up Zereshavas, Kal Vachomer, Binyanav. Tosfos has all kinds. They stand on the head to figure out where did the Tanaim get the din from. So you look in the back of the Gemara, I think more than half the time they'll say, look in the Toras Kahanim, and it says not like Tosfos. Tosfos didn't have Toras Kahanim. Toras Kahanim learns out all those dinim from Psukim. And Tosfos is always guessing, probably learned out from this person, from another person. And very often they guessed wrong. But over here, Tosfos understood, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Hari heng shel atzma goes plural, goes not only the knas liatzma, even the boshes of pagam. So why should it be so? Why should the boshes of pagam switch just because lehispik alam ebedin? Boshes of pagam doesn't need amor ebedin. So Tosfos had to come up with exeris hakasuf. So they guessed that that's the exeris hakasuf. Maybe right, maybe wrong. The Ran holds the whole din is wrong. The Ran on the riff says there is no such din, and the Mishnah just means the knasa liatzma. Doesn't mean that bush is a begamas liatzma. But Tosfos insisted, because harihain shall atzma, harihain is the plural, goes not only in the knas, goes on bush begam. So they had to explain why, so they guessed and they came up with a hekesh. But then they have to sharpen that, they have to touch it up a little bit. The hekesh does mean it always goes hand in hand. There are possibilities of having bush is a begam without. So they say over here also, ain't on the Marish Knas Lebana, but on the Marish Boshes of Begam Lebana. That's what the Ri interprets the whole Sugya on Lamed Ches on the Beis. Gemara talks about the girl being Marish to her son. The moment doesn't go on the moment of Knas. Ain't on the Marish Knas Lebana. Must go on the Boshes of Begam. You can have Boshes of Begam without the Knas. If you have both, then you say Lemisha Zanitan Zanitan. But if you can have one without the other, that's an Ishkan Taina.
According to Tosfos, the Chiyuv Mamon sets it before the Gemara did. So how does there ever come maybe Rav and Meir, if the only Shabbat, say Malchus Sarisa, that only sets it when there's a Gemara did, whereas the Mamon always, the Chiyuv comes before that?
But the Maisa HaMechayev was simultaneous. He murdered someone, so without a Gemara Din, you can't give him an Einish Misa, but it's Chayv Misa because of the Maisa Ritzicha. The Maisa Ritzicha was Be'idim with the Maisa Hezek. So the Maisa Hezek already, the Chiyuv Mamon set in. Maisa Ritzicha, the Chiyuv Mamon doesn't set in until you're going to have a Gemara Din. But once you have the Gemara Din, then I say it was Be'idim. The Chiyuv. Right. Okay, it's a good tekasha, but I don't know. That's the din of Kamalim and Ramani. For the purposes of Kamalim and Ramani, say that's called Biyidna. It's a good kasha. Okay, so on this daf, please take a look in the whole Gemara from the Mishnah Lamed Ches Amin Aleph to Mishnah Lamed Ches Amin Aleph. There isn't too much. Oh, there is a lot more. There is a lot more than what I said over. And then I want to do the big tesis on the bottom of Lamed Ches on the base, and the top tesis on Lamed Ches on the Aleph. People think they'll be able to prepare for tomorrow? We should do Parsha. Which Parsha should we do? I'm going away. What's going to be? Yeah, that's why I want to cover more Gemara before I leave. Okay, we'll do something else tomorrow. Please, by Sunday, try to go through the bottom tesis Lamed Ches and the top tesis. And try to go weiter, try to complete the paragraph.